Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Max Kaiser coming up. We're going to get into the secrets of water. I thought the secret FEMA camp episode on conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura was powerful. The JFK piece, deathbed confessions by the hitmen, you name it, off the charts, never before on national television. Now I've been given the full details of the episode airing tomorrow night that I'm in. They've got it all. The fluoride in your water, the uranium in your water, that's coming up in the third hour. But I know this is old news for our audience, but it's new news for the rest of the world, and we are getting some new details. Trillions of dollars of your tax money pumped into foreign banks, pumped into MSNBC, pumped into other Fortune 100 companies. 21,000 transactions are still secret. They are keeping secret data for $885 billion in financial crisis loans. Those are 0% interest. Fed withholds collateral data for $885 billion in financial crisis loans. Your tax money. The Federal Reserve withheld details, and then you notice all these banks and companies are out setting up credit divisions with 15 to 30% interest. Notice your credit card interest went up. They get 0%. Oh, yeah, the Fed rate's down at zero right now, but you don't get that, Jack. This is for the banks, not you. The Federal Reserve withheld details on individual securities pledged as collateral by receipts of $885 billion in central bank loans, denying taxpayers a measure of the risk they face from its emergency aid. This is only one type of loans. They've got other just pure debt creation and the derivatives they're still pumping. See, they take a lot of this money and invest it in new derivatives, which allows them to leverage it 100-plus to one, and that's congressional hearings. It's over 100 to 1, not the old fractional equation of 10 to 1. The central bank yesterday released data on 21,000 transactions from the $3.3 trillion in emergency lending to stem the financial crisis. But they did not release as many or even more transactions. They won't even say that number. July's Dodd-Frank law required the Fed to disclose the names of borrowers, the size of the interest rate and loans, and information identifying the types of amounts of collateral pledged or assets transferred. Then again, the Federal Reserve gets those assets through their puppets they control in the Treasury. For three of the Fed's six emergency facilities, the central bank released information on groups of collateral it accepted by asset type and rating without specifically identifying securities. So again, half of them. Among those was the primary dealer credit facility created in March of 08 to provide loans to brokers at Bear Stearns Co. collapsed. They go on to say this is a half step, said former Atlanta Fed research director Robert Eisenbeiss, chief monetary economist. Hey, get Professor Black from Kansas State back on. Thank you. I want to get Black back on. I forget the first name. We've had him on. What? I can't hear you. What? That's it. William K. Black. That's right. Good job, Marley. I don't know how you remember that. Got a good memory there. William K. Black. Yes, he's in Fall of the Republic. Continues there on that front. I've got a bunch of other just insane news on this front as well. European banks took big slice of Fed aid. Fed's ID companies that use crisis aid programs, Bank of America becoming Bank of Asia as revenue rises 30%. Oh, yeah, they're all record bonuses, record profits at our expense. That's Bloomberg. Citigroup may hire Obama's former budget chief, who was part of the inside dealing. Talk about public payoffs. America is held hostage by private global bankers. It's all coming up. I want to get into the food safety bill is in trouble. It's all part of a larger power grab. Max Kaiser's move to deal with J.P. Morgan's getting a lot of traction.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last few months, there's been grassroots scuttlebutt abounding with the fact that even congressional reports and SEC hearings have had to admit that J.P. Morgan Chase and others are naked shorting the silver market 100-to-1 or more. They don't have the silver, but they're in the market manipulating it, driving the price down. If you go out and physically buy silver, if just 3 or 4 million people, depending on what estimate you look at, go out and buy just a few ounces, it will force J.P. Morgan and other powerful private Federal Reserve owners to come out and try to basically pay off the bets they've made, and they don't have the money. And so this is a grassroots thing that started. I remember hearing this over a decade ago, people talking about how we could do this, but now enough people are educated about it that it's happening again. Now, the Hunt brothers tried this back in 1980, but even though they were billionaires, they couldn't stand up against the hundreds of billionaires, the entire globalist swarm coming in and basically destroying them financially. Now, the Hunt brothers were able to corner the market, drive up to $50 an ounce in 1980. But now, here's the Zero Hedge report. Max Keiser's plan to destroy J.P. Morgan goes mainstream after the Guardian Post his silver squeeze thoughts. And here's that London Guardian report written by Max Kaiser. He gives us a nice plug. Want J.P. Morgan to crash? Buy silver. And yes, about a month ago, and then again a week and a half ago, he launched this here on the show. It has turbocharged it since then. And we're starting to see record prices for silver. Silver's up 9% since this started in the particular area of silver rounds. And so that's very, very exciting. Right now, silver eagles for the month of November hit an all-time record high, and the availability of silver on the wholesale level is drying up. And we're seeing that at coin shops all over the country and right here in Austin. So I wanted to play another little short video. It's titled, We Are the Modern Day Hunt Brothers, by the same great YouTube director who we played a few days ago, who made that The Madness of a Lost Society. Just search the term, We Are the Modern Day Hunt Brothers. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes, when he gets in, he was up here late last night, post this at Infowars.com, and we're going to post this video at GCNLive.com. But I wanted to go ahead and play this video and audio now for you to show the power of what's starting at the grassroots. Here it is.
In 1973, the wealthy Hunt family of Texas decided to buy precious metals as a hedge against inflation. The Hunts recognized the dangers of Nixon's decision at Rothschild agent Henry Kissinger's urging to close the gold window. The Hunts believed in hard money, and since the Hunts were billionaires, and at the time owning gold was illegal for Americans, the Hunts turned their attention to the common man's metal, silver, which didn't sit well with the central bankers who owned the printing press. The Hunts were targeted and made to pay for their folly, and eventually lost most of their fortune. Flash forward today, fiat paper still rules, and the Fed's QE2 promises to destroy what remains of confidence in our dollar. And like the Hunt brothers, people around the world are waking up to the dangers of a fiat system. Like the Hunt brothers, we are advocates of hard money, constitutional money, but unlike the Hunts, we will not be defeated, and we will not stand down.
We are united.
We stand together.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
Physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical.
We have identified the criminal banker's Achilles heel, and it's physical silver.
We stand together.
We stand together.
We all stand together.
Against the criminal banks.
So every time you knock the price down, we're going to buy more.
We stand together.
As the world awakens to the criminality of this fiat debt-based system, we stand at the ready, helping to educate our brothers as they emerge from their long hypnomadic slumber. And though the criminal banks continue to win occasional battles, they are losing the war.
30 ounces of silver.
1,000 ounces of silver, and the big banks aren't even going to get half an ounce of it.
215 ounces of physical silver.
35 ounces.
300 ounces of silver.
5 ounces.
500 ounces of physical silver.
These same banks, who once had the power to bring down the Hunt brothers, cannot bring down thousands and thousands of us standing shoulder to shoulder, backed by knowledge, backed by physical.
There's billions of people out there, just like you.
Against the criminal bankers.
We stand united against the criminal banks.
Against the elitists.
We will not give in. We will fight.
Your corruption has been revealed, and your criminality can no longer hide in the shadows. The weak, immoral men behind the curtain now have a very, very big problem. Humanity hungers for liberty. This is our time, and we are backed by physical silver.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
We are the modern day Hunt brothers.
Buy physical silver and bring down the criminal banks.
Take that, Mr. J.P. Morgan.
All right, great job. It's got a little bit more left of the video. And the actual name of the video is Modern Day Hunt Brothers. Crash J.P. Morgan, buy physical silver. And it's from the YouTube channel SGT Bull07. Really great videos on that channel. They cannot stop us all, and that's what this radio show is. It's a platform to bring on other great activists, other great minds, to give attention to other great people fighting online, putting out their passion, having an effect. It's beautiful what we can do together. Now, the Fed has put out data on around $1 trillion of the money they've handed out. But Bloomberg reports there's another $885 billion that they're keeping secret. And it's also confirmed by the Washington Post that MSNBC and NBC TV illegally did not tell the public or even the IRS that they'd gotten money from the federal government. But see, they're all above the law. I was just, during the break, we've got Fox News and CNN on, you know, with the sound off, and they had text on the screen saying the IRS is going to demand double tax filings this year, and they're trying to pass laws to where the CPAs basically work for the IRS. I mean, they're getting rid of all the tax exemptions. They're totally squeezing everybody. Meanwhile, Google pays 2.4% tax. They've written it where billionaires pay almost nothing. But if you're somebody making $200,000 a year and you got 10, 15 employees, you've got to buy insurance for all of them, which cuts their pay. And then every week, hundreds and hundreds of new companies are announced. Walmart, McDonald's, Burger King, you name it. Jack in the Box. They don't have to get insurance for their employees. Just like these mega corporations get your tax money and bailouts secretly. No one can compete against this. This is corporate fascism. And I've always explained this to political scientists. The corporate fascists always fund socialism to consolidate the general public's wealth to get people dependent so they can hold them hostage through their pension funds. So it's socialism sits on the bottom with fascism on top. You don't have socialist and fascist countries. They always go together. You have a socialist system with a fascist system sitting on top. And you try to talk to liberal intellectuals, they can't get this. You try to talk to conservative intellectuals, they can't get it. It's a false paradigm. History is right out in front of all of you. I was talking to a leading magazine reporter a few weeks ago, and he did get it. He goes, no, I remember reading a book called Small is Beautiful. I haven't read it yet. You know, dealing with that. And that's something that socialists and people need to get through their brains, okay? If you have a socialist system, big mega banks are going to come in, and they are going to lobby and take over that money trough that's been created. Individuals are never going to get that trough, even if you believe in socialism. All right, shifting back to the silver situation, silver's going up. Gold is right up at $1,400 today. The silver is running out. That's mainstream news. It looks like this routing of the banksters and calling their bluff on their manipulation of silver and gold can happen. And they may drive it down later, but we just keep buying. They can't do it forever. Ted Anderson, what do you think of the video we just covered?
Hey, the video sounds like a great production. That'll be, I can't wait to get back to my computer to watch that thing. I can tell you right now, silver's a hot buy. I mean, we're sitting right now with silver seeing a peak today of $29.05 an ounce. Gold only 30 cents away from $1,400 an ounce now. I mean, it is. Do you realize that China increased their imports on gold by five times, just short of that, five times?
Well, the majority of futures for the end of the month, Bloomberg reported, are $1,500 an ounce for gold. I don't know if that's going to happen. But the issue here is, Ted, you bought this silver and gold when the globalists ran it down, knowing it would shoot right back up. You can offer the silver and gold at the lower price right now, but not for long. It's going to run out.
Well, certainly for the same price as I could have earlier this week, with silver $3 lower than where it is right now.
All right, tell folks what you got silver for right now.
Well, right now the best thing that we have is the Walking Liberties at 1284, but we have, you know, we have bags of silver. We have, here's what's going on. I mean, the U.S. Eagle, Silver Eagles right now, we're getting those finally. Man, it's just been like pulling teeth. The price of 1 ounce silver bars and 100 ounce bars, U.S. Eagles and all that stuff are breaking away. The physical market's breaking away from the futures market because the futures market is all smoke and mirrors. It's all leverage and they don't even have
enough.
Jeff,
we gotta go to break and come back with you. And I got a big announcement, but 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted has the best deals you'll find anywhere on silver half dollars, silver dollars, you name it. Give him a call. take that physical possession and destroy the globalist. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted. Let's explain what's happening. The silver is running out.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Silver's up to $29 an ounce right now and rising. Gold is only 30 cents away of 1,400, that psychological barrier. It's even come out in congressional reports that we've covered here that the mega banks are suppressing gold and silver. They are in the market. But I have never seen talking to different gold brokers, talking to local businesses that sell silver and gold, talking to listeners across the country. I have never seen such a drying up of gold and silver and such a disparity between what the mercantiles of the world say gold and silver is worth and what it's selling for. That said, the real market, it's trading way, silver way above the 29, in gold way above the 1400. There's huge premiums if you can get it almost everywhere. Ted has been around 30 plus years in the Midas incarnation for what, 13, 14 years? Or I guess, yeah, it's 14 years. And he's got the connections and he's having trouble, but he's not greedy. He bought it in the last few weeks when they drove it down. He's got it for you now that it's going up at the old price. Specifically and briefly, Ted, get into what you're facing, what you're seeing. And I got a big announcement coming up here. It may have to be in the next segment. Explain to people the type of drying up you're seeing from your perspective and briefly what you've got for them today.
Well, just people need to understand when the banks are in manipulating the price of silver by selling short contracts, that's just it. They're contracts. It's not physical. We're looking at premiums driving up. I mean, that Buffalo coin just went over $130 over spot just to buy a Buffalo in the wholesale market. I mean, that's before I even get my hands on it. I mean, the relationship between physical eagles and the spot silver, bars of 100-ounce bars of silver, it doesn't matter what you're picking.
That's like
up
in Venezuela when Hugo Chavez says rice costs this by the pound or a gallon of petrol costs this, but in his socialist system, it really costs a lot more on the ground. And so now we're living in the la-la land where, you know, they say that unemployment's 9.6, but every other economist says it's pushing 23%. I mean, we're now seeing the pure la-la land being illustrated.
That's exactly right. Too much manipulation, and you can't do it in the physical market, so the physical market's showing what's really going on, and it's clearly across the board. Every single dealer in the United States is dealing with it. Alex, if people want to move, I still have the videos for $97. They get three silver dollars in it. Those have shot up like crazy. You know, whatever they want. I mean, the franc coin right now I have at $294. Those are well over $300 a coin now. And you're going to get a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, The International Forecast.
And we've got the other deal with the three silver dollars, three of my films, and free shipping for how much?
It's $97. It's delivered to people. I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, the Walking Liberty half coin right now at $1,284. I mean, silver is almost $30 an ounce now.
All right. They've got to tell them it's the radio special to take advantage of this. The web prices are a little more, still great deals. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Has gold gone above 1400 since we started talking?
No, I'm looking at it right now. It's just hovering right at that level. It's just at like the 1399 level. Let me just refresh right now and take a quick peek. 1399 presently right now at 1399.70 is the peak right now. So
all right. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Lastly, Ted, how long can you hold these prices?
Well, we're holding them until midnight tonight, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right. Great job, Ted. 800-686-2237. The gold and silver market hot as a pistol as global devaluation accelerates. All right. I'll get into this briefly. I'll announce it more in the days to come. I want to build a first-class social network that also lets people organize and get together. We spent a bunch of money in the last 6 months, built one, and it's still got some bugs, and I don't particularly feel confident in it. I guess it has too many functions. I'm building another social network to decide which one I want to launch, because this is going to be big with our audience, turning the power of the people loose. And I've decided that I just need developers here in my office. And I don't like bringing new people in. There is infiltration, things like that. And we never hire from the listeners because the infiltrators could try to get in. I don't want fans. I want supporters. I want to pay people, too. But if you want to volunteer, the full spectrum's wide open. But I want to do this in the next few months. It's mainly a WordPress developer or developers to build around a WordPress-based social network. We've also got one built in Drupal. That's what the White House website's in. But the issue here is jobs at Infowars.com. Okay, but if you're not got a good portfolio and sources we can check, I mean, please, only serious folks. But jobs at Infowars.com. I've never pulled directly from the audience. We want you to be in Austin, Texas. or in Central Texas, and to be able to be here on site, jobsatinfowars.com. I want this launched by February. I'm tired of screwing around.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Max Keiser's got it in the London Guardian, his plan to crash J.P. Morgan by showing that they've been manipulating the market and driving it down. Silver surging towards all-time record, $29 a day. Bloomberg and others report there's record low supplies of it. And the manipulation of the gold and silver market is really becoming more and more evident. He's going to be joining us. Michael Braverman of Jesse Ventura's television show is going to break some news. It's going to be airing tomorrow night, dealing with multinational corporations coming in and buying up the water supplies. That is all coming up as well in the next hour. Joe C. Husen, am I pronouncing that right, guys? C. Husen is the president and CEO of an amazing organization, and that's Liberty Guard, founded and headed up by former Congressman Bob Barr, Libertarian presidential candidate in 2008. And we really appreciate Mr. C. Husen for coming on the broadcast with us. The website's libertyguard.org. And we've got these reports out on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge and others. FOIA requests investigates whether critics of TSA are being listed as domestic extremists. And then continuing, we have another headline, Bob Barr investigates TSA stand-down on National Opt-Out Day. Here's their own headline, TSA manipulates National Opt-Out Day. Liberty Guard files the FOIA request to TSA regarding political manipulation. So he's with us for the rest of the hour. Joe, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for coming on, Alex. And thanks for your leadership on this issue. And our chairman, Bob Barr, and our group, LibertyGuard.org, picked up on a lot of that and went ahead and filed this. And we're hoping to get to the bottom of this, we think a pretty serious issue, which is, the potential that the TSA has manipulated the potential protests from these opt-out folks that would not choose willingly to go through this sort of degrading and questionably constitutional procedure. So we appreciate that leadership.
Well, break down what your organization does and why you've started investigating the TSA stand-down, but you're going further than that. You're also burrowing in to this reported TSA memo calling people domestic extremists who don't like having the government put their hands down their pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Liberty Guard, and again, our chairman, Bob Barr, and myself and others put together Liberty Guard. It's a group that's really committed to protecting individual liberties and freedoms, and certainly using the Constitution as our focal point. And we just saw this, and it was one of these gut reactions where everyone said, this is wrong. And I think we've all been wondering at what point do everyday Americans decide to stand up for their liberties and say enough is enough. And I think it's probably right when the government bureaucrats begin to grab for our junk, if you will. I think people all over the country are outraged. They've looked at these incidences where children and women that have had mastectomies and men that have various issues with bladder control and so on are really being humiliated. And there's a serious question as to whether this is at all effective. And there's a serious constitutional question. And so we basically said, let's create this opt-out alliance, .com, which we did, and let folks know what they could do to resist this. And then lo and behold, there was all this groundswell and grassroots excitement, internet excitement, and people were geared up, in effect, to question some of this. And the TSA looks as if they basically shut down many of these machines. And we're asking the question, why is that? I mean, was it that particular day, Thanksgiving, they were confident there wasn't going to be no terrorism on that day? I mean, if these machines are so effective, they better have them on all the time. Or was it that they really wanted to kind of quell the national protest from everyday Americans saying, golly, is this protecting us? Is this appropriate?
And they wanted to go further. They wanted to then falsely run the hoax, and we know they did do this, saying no one protested. Everyone loves
right.
it. This turned into National Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're involved in multi-deceptions. But looking at this, I mean, it's got to be illegal. If they're saying, sorry, got to remove that piercing. Sorry, got to put my hands down your baggy pants. Sorry, got a naked body scan you. They lied about not saving the images. And then they claim Al-Qaeda is such an imminent threat that they've got to, remove people's colostomy bags, you name it. All of this is happening. But then they totally stand down the day before Thanksgiving, stand down on Thanksgiving and the day after because they knew protesters would be flying back home. Our intel is this went on for about 3 days, and then now it's back. I mean, this is asinine. And then Ron Paul, they grab his crotch. Jesse Ventura, they grab his crotch. They don't want to fly. But then we have Congressman Boehner. He gets to walk around. The cabinet gets to walk around. I mean, this is serious discrimination as well. This is selective enforcement on multi-fronts.
Well, no question. And I mean, this is going to have to be for everybody. I mean, if we're all going to have our crotches grabbed, I think that's got to be a 100% across the board. And it should start certainly with our president and all of Congress and all of Senate. And everybody's got to understand and experience that, which I have done, by the way. I flew recently and had that uniquely interesting experience. And Oh, absolutely. It has to be across the board. If indeed the TSA did this for political reasons, I think that's a real serious question. And even more, even as interesting, if the mainstream media is in any way complicit in this, I think there ought to be some real questions asked about that. Because if, you're right, if they're trying to make it out as TSA Appreciation Day, geez, everyday Americans don't care about this. Well, they do. And did they take action to really quell what was a legitimate public uprising at this point?
Now, let's talk about this card you've got. It's good to show solidarity. I pointed this out a month ago. Now even the New York Times admits this is like Tea Party 2.0. This is a focal point for outrage, a coming together that is transpartisan, that is across the political spectrum, and almost every major national poll shows over 60%, some in Reuters 96%, against what's happening. And the TSA just brazenly says, no, everyone loves it. And, you know, and by the way, we'll give you an $11,000 fine. Even if you want to leave the airport, we've got to squeeze your junk. Then they go on and admit, they told Atlantic Monthly and others, we are squeezing you to intimidate you into the machines. Then we have D'Amato and, we have Chertoff and all these other people formerly in government, now in the companies making money. I mean, this thing is dirty from A to Z.
It absolutely is. And I think the American people have been, I think that the pretense is over. I think they understand that the government now is in many ways self-serving meaning self-serving itself, self-serving its bureaucrats and its special interests. And the people that are getting the absolute raw, frighteningly raw end of the stick are everyday Americans. And if you will, and I believe you used this word, I think it's time for the resistance, and that means pretty much everyday Americans. To kind of begin to stand up and say there are lines that are drawn now, and we're not going any further. And, we have constitutional rights, and that works for us, and we're tired of believing them.
All right, Joe C., who's in president and CEO of Liberty Guard, founded and headed up, of course, by former Congressman Bob Barr. Again, let's get into this card. How do folks get involved with your organization? How do they get the card? Because people are like, well, so what, a card? The point is, it's like having an ACLU card or an NAACP card. Back in the 60s, some Klan member cop pulls over a black person, and they give them that NAACP card. That lets them know, hey, we're part of an organization that's going to stand up for us, and I think it's a great idea to show the solidarity and be part of a group. How do you get one of these cards?
Easiest and best way, just go to libertyguard.org, libertyguard.org, and right at the top of that is how to get the opt-out alliance card. And the card, you're right, it basically says that, we question this procedure, we question the constitutionality. Here's some things that in our best understanding is these are your rights and options. We've done some research on this, and here's some things you could do if you choose to challenge it. I think it's prudent for all of us to understand that if we challenge it, the TSA is kind of in the business of making life challenging for those who challenge it. And so I think people would have to make an individual decision if they want to do that, because it could be uncomfortable. It could delay them an hour or two or more. So I think people want to think through that. But the folks who want to say, hey, I'm challenging it, and here's some steps that I'm willing to take, and or I'd show them, hey, by the way, I'm not for this. Here's my opt-out alliance card from Liberty Guard, and pay attention, because everyday folks are really starting to draw the line what they'll put up with.
Now, Joe, as you know, government and corrupt bullies of any type, they will always push. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. It's unlimited. Because if we put up with anything, more and more corrupt people will gravitate into government to get that petty power, to be able to abuse people. Like the private Federal Reserve has now come out giving over $1 trillion to private corporations, not just banks, including MSNBC. They won't tell us where $885 billion more of it went. That's Bloomberg today. I mean, we've got to really come to grips with the fact that we're not in Kansas anymore. The corruption is like blood poisoning. We have got to get this infection under control, or bye-bye America, bye-bye Republic. And on this TSA front, they admit they want to be on the streets of America with Viper teams. They have said, both Pistol, the head of the TSA, and Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, that they want to have TSA in every community. Literal minimum wage goons with unlimited above-the-law power running around doing this. This is a Tenth Amendment issue. They're harassing people with disabilities. It's a major issue there, and this is the big fight. And bullies always push. Now we're pushing back. They're kind of standing down. Pistol came out yesterday and said, well, we'll just have a no-fly for everybody unless we say you're authorized. And so they're expanding that. The White House wants a no-fly, no-gun buy. So we're really seeing this as an internal checkpoint federal brown shirt system. Your views on those statements?
I think you're hitting on some fascinating, critically important points. I mean, intentionally or unintentionally, you know, the government and the bureaucrats are basically saying, by virtue of their actions, American people, what will you put up with? You know, will you put up with being groped? Will you be forced to take out a prosthetic device for a woman who's lost a breast or cancer? What will you put up with?
Power grab.
It's a power grab, Alex, you're right, and it's also, you know, part of the test.
Yes.
You know, and part of it may be, again, there may be, you know, kind of nefarious folks conspiring. You know, that's certainly a possibility. The other possibility is they've just got way too much money, way too much big budgets, and they sit around at high-paid jobs and dream up ways to expand their empire. And for the TSA and the Homeland Security at all, part
so
of that
mission
is,
creep. This is more like mission warp creep. Speed.
It's mission creep, warp speed. Well said. And I think one of the things we'd like to do at Liberty Guard and the Offset Alliance is to get this ball rolling with the TSA groping and get, again, everyday Americans. This is not just a handful of freedom fighters. Americans have to become a nation of freedom fighters. And through your excellent work, Alex, a lot of that is happening. And basically have to say, you know, we're going to push back on the groping thing. Our genitals are the line in the sand. And then they're hopefully going to begin to say, now that we look at this, are there other things that are being done by our government? And again, some of it Republican, some of it Democrat. We're a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. We're here to protect civil liberties and the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and have everyday Americans begin to question, you know, what other programs are in place that are inappropriate that we need to question.
Well, I like what you're doing, though, because the ACLU model is that if it's kind of a liberal or socialistic thing, they'll defend it. If it's seen as conservative rights, they won't. And I'm not saying I'm totally against them. They've done some good things on occasion. But it's always about you go file a complaint with them. And they're this Valhalla, you know, up on the hill, or like in the Greek mythology, you know, the you know, Greek gods up on Mount Olympus. I like the fact that you're saying, look, we don't want you behind Liberty Guard. We want you right beside Liberty Guard. This is a participation sport. Liberty is a participation sport. And we're here to advise you on how to go out and say no. And I like the slogan, every day is an opt-out day.
Every day is an opt-out day, and you're absolutely right. And we are certainly, again, nonpartisan. We like and dislike Republicans just as much as we like and dislike Democrats. But we want to work with the whole spectrum of Americans who love freedom, you and other folks on radio and television, other some real fine groups out there doing work. And we say, hey, we want to be part of it. We want to make our contribution. But this has to be a national movement. Every day is opt-out day. And this is really about finding the depths of what Americans will put up with in terms of the profligate kind of spending that government's doing, the debt, various questionable war activity overseas, and now this just despicable kind of touching, patting down in the name of civil liberties.
Well, what about federal grants for DWI? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what about federal grants? All here in Austin, they have federal grants for warrantless checkpoints where cops in the dead of night take your blood, and it's federal. What is the federal government doing funding local police to be scurrying around like Nosferatu?
Right, and the amazing thing is with a $3+ trillion budget and the innumerable line items on that, Alex, that go down to every state, county, and municipality, we've got to have, you know, a consortium of freedom fighters, yourself, other good folks, Liberty Guard, and the other good groups, and everyday Americans saying, you know, we'd rather not get involved. none of us really want to kind of get involved because we've got other things maybe we'd like to do, like enjoy freedom. But every generation, or really now, every century, Americans have to stand up in unison, lock arms, and say, we are here to defend this country, and we are here to defend our constitutional civil liberties, and we're here to tell the politicians there's a limit.
Yeah, now it's come to putting us in radiation chambers and sticking their hands down our pants. And just a month ago when I was telling people about this, they didn't believe me, and TSA came out and said, yeah, we stick our hands down your pants. Briefly, Bob Barr, your chairman, what's his view on this? Ron Paul said that he got groped. Jesse Ventura said he got groped on the genitals here. You said it's similar things have happened to you.
I went through the process, and, you know, demeaning is not the word to describe it. I believe our chairman, Bob Barr, has been through it. And clearly, Bob Barr has been, in so many ways, a champion of civil liberties and privacy rights. And I know this particular issue really sticks in his call, understandably.
Well, stay there. Tell us about that after the break. Joe Seehusen is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Liberty Guard, ladies and gentlemen. The website's libertyguard.org. And if you're watching us on prisonplanet.tv, not just listening on the radio, we're going to put it up on the screen as we go to break. That's libertyguard.org. Our site's infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Stay with us. Final segment with our guest straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're coming for you, TSA, the would-be minimum wage federal brown shirts.
In 1850.
You know what happens to the brown shirts if the real tyranny takes over? It'll be Night of the Long Knives, and not at our hands, but at the hands of Big Brother. Boy, I tell you, humans just repeat history. You know, Joe Seehusen is just a great guy. I should add that he was the National Deputy Campaign Director, so the number three guy in Ron Paul's presidential run in 2008. I should also add that he was the former national director of the Libertarian Party, and now he's the president and CEO of Liberty Guard, and the chairman of that is Congressman Bob Barr, and he's going to twist Bob Barr's arm and try to get him on with us in the next few weeks. We talked so much during the break, Joe, I think we may have forgotten. What was it, the story you were telling? Oh, yeah, it was Bob Barr's view and position, and you said he was particularly outraged on the groping.
Well, absolutely, and Congressman Barr has been a champion of civil liberties and the Constitution, and has that background, has been fighting that fight for a long time, and just watching this steady decline in our civil liberties. And I think when he saw this and saw the demeaning component of it and the questionable constitutional nature of it and the questionable efficacy of it, he just said, hey, we've got to do this here at LibertyGuard.org. And we all said absolutely, and that's really the impetus of it is his leadership on that one, and saying, hey, we got to understand everyday Americans are going to draw a line, and the line is you can't do this to us, you can't do this to our kids, you can't do this to our nuns and our parents. You've got to effectively protect America, protect our skies, and protect our transportation, but you don't do that by demeaning the American people. You don't do that by being ineffective, and you certainly can't not obey our constitutional mandates.
Well, I mean, if the federal government can have really untrained people just running around doing whatever they want and saying that they're above the law and shouting at people and screaming opt out, the sky's the limit, Joe.
Well, and that's certainly a concern. And again, when people do join the Opt-Out Alliance, when they sign up and get that card of what we believe our research has shown are the legitimate options that a person could take, we want to make sure they understand that that's an individual decision and it may be an uncomfortable one for them. They may miss their flight. They may go through more procedures, more questions, face, if you will, the kind of, thoughtless, really intimidation of the TSA agents that may not know their boundaries. But it's one of those things where people who believe this is an important statement to make, many have done it already, are going to do it and question it. And we're doing it in a thoughtful way. We're asking basic questions. Is this constitutional? Is this effective? And my gosh, can't we protect our nation from terrorists without demeaning everyday Americans? I think those are some pretty fundamental questions.
Well, and even more than that, Joe, in closing, I saw a NBC article 2 weeks ago where they admit that every week hundreds and overall thousands every year of boats land in San Diego with illegal aliens from all over the world that go to Mexico to then be brought into the U.S., and there's no Border Patrol, no police, no TSA. It came out in ABC News, illegal aliens can literally go in and rent aircraft, and TSA just gives them waivers. Fox News reported, and it was confirmed, they hired illegal aliens to build part of the show fence. I mean, the government could care less about our so-called security. 28,000 dead in the last 2 years on the Mexico-U.S. border, and that's more than the Vietnam War every year. I mean, this is insane. Your final comment on that?
Well, part of this is, again, this scope creep that you mentioned, where these bureaucracies have big budgets, they have people who are, questionably not fully trained, not fully conversant with the laws, potentially, and they basically kind of begin to, make up the laws kind of on the spot, again, intentionally or unintentionally, and that's where a lot of the danger comes in, and I think challenging them, challenging what they're doing, challenging their budgets.
Joe, great job. We're out of time. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.